supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
If you choose to check out the moon this evening, you may have to jockey for a position. Joining me in conversation on Sky Talk is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, plans are in place for a big party.
It just so happens this is International Observe the Moon Night. So places all around the world are going to take this opportunity to get a good look at the moon, to see what it looks like, and for people to sort of familiarize themselves with an object that seems familiar, but until you get a good close-up look, might not be as familiar as you think.
Well, we know what it looks like. It's a big, bright object with a man in the middle.
Yes, that's true. Or maybe there's a rabbit or a dog or a few other things. But one of the things that people can really pick up on an evening like tonight, especially with a pair of binoculars, are all the really cool features that are available to see on the moon. You know, there are craters on the moon that are tens of miles wide. There are large open areas that we call seas that are actually filled in craters that are hundreds of miles across. There are rills, there are mountain ranges, there are rays of material spread across the surface from meteoritic impact, and there are also landing sites of the Apollo missions when we sent people to the moon back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Let's be clear, seas does not refer to former oceans.
That's true. It's just a name that was given to a feature by early observers who thought that perhaps these resembled those sorts of features on Earth. In fact, not only are there areas identified as seas on the moon, but there are also areas identified as bays as well, and those are adjacent to the seas, much like you'd find those features here on Earth.
Now, here on the East Coast, if you're looking at the moon, what other planets or constellations are visible?
In addition to the moon, we have Mars and Saturn still visible in the early evening sky over on the southwestern portion, easy to see. But after the sky darkens, we begin to see the constellations of the fall sky over on the eastern side. There's the great square of Pegasus with its four bright stars that are easy to identify. Connected to that is the constellation Andromeda, where the only galaxy visible to the unaided eye is located as well, as long as you have clear dark skies and under which you're observing. The W shape of Cassiopeia, that's also visible in the sky on that side. And Perseus, the Greek hero, that's not far from Cassiopeia and Andromeda.
What does that adjacent galaxy look like to the naked eye?
The cool thing is that the adjacent galaxy really is a spiral galaxy, very much like our own. Actually, if we could see it as it really looked, we'd be amazed because its size is so big. It easily takes up as much space in the sky as the moon does. So for an object that's 2.9 million light years away, A, it's amazing that we can see it at all. That gives you a hint as to how bright it actually is. And the fact that it's so large really gives you an idea of how big it must be, given that as we see it in the sky with our eyes, it subtends such a large angle.
You know, all the wonders of the night sky were first available to attendees in a brand new way 95 years ago tomorrow.
Yes, it was 95 years ago tomorrow that the first planetarium show in the world was ever presented at the Deutsches Museum in Munich, Germany. Now, indoor depictions of the night sky actually go back quite a ways, back to 1500 BCE. If you take a look inside Egyptian tombs, you'll find depictions of the night sky there. But here in the U.S., the Adler Planetarium in Chicago was the first planetarium here. That was in 1930, and that was some 10 years after the first planetarium at the Deutsches Museum opened in Germany. Philadelphia's own Fells Planetarium opened just 4 years after the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. Over at the Franklin Institute in 1934, on January 1st, we opened our doors for folks to take a look at the night sky. Now, the technology of the planetariums has changed dramatically. Most of the people who went to the planetarium back in the 60s and 70s remember a gigantic ant-shaped object in the center of the room that moved around mysteriously in the dark, projecting the stars on the dome. That technology has since changed over to computer graphic images being projected by video projectors with the capability to show almost any kind of view of anywhere you'd like to see.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.